Hey folks, this is Diggity Dance. You're listening to a live recording of Hogcast with Chloe and Dant. This was recorded at the Providence Improv Guild on June 15th. Thanks so much to Melissa Bowler and everyone at Pig for having us. We had an excellent time. It was tons of fun. As always, you can find us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, and please leave us a good review if you like what we're doing. And you can always follow us on Twitter. You can follow me, Dant, at Starship_J. And you can follow Chloe at Schlo. That's Chloe with two O's and two E's. And also an S at the beginning of Schlo. Please, enjoy.
Now, yeah, we got
mic test. Woo. Testing microphone technologies. Mic test. Woo. Waiting for an audible. Sorry.
Mic test. Woo.
Don't you know it's Hogcast here on Mic Test?
It's actually
got a live recording on here.
It's Mic Test mic time test. On, or it's Hogcast time on Mic Test. Mic Test is actually the real podcast. It's called Mic Test.
Oh shit!
This time we've been fucking up for four.
Have we been Truman Showed? We've been Truman Showed.
Oh man!
Not again.
This sounds funny. It's like I feel like I'm hearing like echoes. Maybe. Ah, interesting. That's fine. Yeah, it's gonna make noise. A nice piece of cardboard for the table. Cardboard.
This isn't a metaphor for anything. I know I'm gonna use my business card to do.
Business card? Because it's business time.
It is business time.
It's business time. Is that gonna work?
Yeah.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
Is it thick enough? Oh, Christ. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, this is some pre-show.
Yeah, this is, yeah. I mean, pre-show, God, we've been recording for like a minute and a half of nothing.
I'm saving all this.
Oh, for sure. We should definitely save that. Still a little wiggly. It's unfortunate. I mean, whatever.
No,
we just
got to
make sure we... Okay.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay. Folks,
he's
not done.
She has no faith in me, ever.
Listen, I have plenty of faith.
She's like the kind of like church parishioner who's like, I have plenty of faith, but you know what? I have a couple backup gods just in case.
How dare you call me a church parishioner? That is offensive.
I said like a church. Like.
Like is, I don't know, man.
I'll call you one, okay?
It seemed close enough.
It was a simile and not a metaphor.
It seemed close enough to me. It seemed close enough. I didn't appreciate it.
I didn't appreciate you doubting my skills. Look at that.
Natalie, that's incredible. Please get some spoons. Slowly play a washboard.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right.
Let's see how this goes.
And
scene.
And opening up our festivities tonight, we have the very super special, very super technologically advanced Hogcast with Chloe and Dan.
Oh, boy. Oh, sweet. We're recording still. I worried about that for a moment. Hey,
awesome.
Folks.
Hey, guys.
Hi. I'm Dant.
And I'm Chloe.
And welcome to the Hogcast.
With Chloe and Dant.
Yeah, that's right. So this is our first live recording of this. We have 10 minutes, which if you know anything about podcasts, that means we have 9 minutes to burn, really.
Sure.
It's like the opener that takes a minute.
Yeah.
And then from there, you just kind of go until...
It's
know,
not
until
anymore.
Until your computer dies.
Sure. Usually.
Usually. I have 11 minutes on this. God. All right. Well.
Awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
Against the wire, you guys. Already intense. Loving it.
So typically what we do on this show, we just kind of like ramble for a while, but because we have such a wonderful, to give you a background, we started this podcast not too long ago, and we've had one guest on it so far, you today are now our second guest.
Collectively.
That's right. So we figured it'd be kind of fun to, we'll take a suggestion and then we'll just kind of go from there about... What do you feel about it? So anyone yell out literally
just a word.
Just a word.
Cereal.
Cereal.
Which kind?
Doesn't matter, Dad. Listen.
Cereal.
All right. Okay. All right.
Oh, no. We got conflict here. Let's go. Let's talk about it. This is...
I mean, I don't know what kind of cereal. Also, you're putting me on the spot as if that's not what improv is all about.
No, I want to hear some cereal opinions. I'll give you a great cereal opinion. Ready?
Sure, go for it.
This is a hot take, folks. I think people over inflate the amount of cutting on the roof of your mouth you get from Captain Crunch. There, I said it.
Like they over-exaggerate?
They over-exaggerate it. It's not that bad.
I get it.
It's not.
I think that's entirely subjective, though, because, like, I think some people have soft palate. It's a soft palate. The word soft is right in there.
Listen, if
you're gonna, you might die.
If you can't stand your palate, then get out of the palate kitchen. That's all I'm saying. Like, you can't.
All right.
You know?
That's fair.
Like, yes. you gotta up some ranks, okay? It's not Private Crunch. It's not Corporal Crunch.
Oh, I wish it was.
It's Captain Crunch.
I don't even fucking know what's above Captain. Lieutenant Crunch, maybe? I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot.
General Crunch.
General Crunch.
Yeah, you can't even bite into that stuff. It's hard. You buy it and it just sits on your shelf and you talk. It's a conversation piece at most.
It doesn't, like, interact with you and maybe make you do push-ups or something? Or, like, make you feel bad about, I don't know, your hair length or something?
I gotta Google this. Huh?
Whatever.
I gotta bring my hair length into it.
I didn't bring your hair length into it. However, his hair length is incredible. Am I right, guys? This is not the best hair you've ever seen in your whole life. Yeah, thank you, Mom. Thank you. This is fun for me.
It's got some width to it, too. Maybe a bit of depth. It's good. Yeah, I'm trying to grow it out so I can do something with it. I haven't decided what yet. Maybe cut it?
But let's talk about some options other than cutting. What else could you possibly do with this?
I could braid it.
Oh boy, woo! I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get, you know, do whatever you want to do, but
I just, for the time being, I want to keep my hands busy.
Okay, you're in braid right now. That's awesome.
Yeah,
okay,
just a little bit.
That's fine.
Just a nice corner, just to keep it tasteful, you know.
Just a corner. You're just gonna give yourself like Brady bangs.
Side bang.
Just one.
Just one.
Just the one side braid bang. Okay, I support it.
Yeah,
that's fine.
There's probably other things I could do. I used to have a braided, like a French braid mohawk type thing. And then I saw a very intimidating person on the internet who had the same thing, and I said, "Man, I don't want to be associated with him." That flag is no longer in style. So, boy. Yeah, I said, "Well, that's the end of that one."
No longer in style. That's an exciting way to phrase that. I really like this, actually. It kind of looks like just like a little.
I can kind of just like a little. Yeah.
Just a little appendage sticking out of your head.
Unicorn. Hey,
oh my God! It is like it. Thank you, Nolan. It is like a unicorn.
I'm magical. I don't know. It's good. I want. It's fun.
Sure. Anyway, back to cereal.
Oh yeah, cereal. That's right. Yeah.
I am not a huge cereal fan, and I feel like that's an unpopular opinion because there's so many flavors of cereal, and like, there's no way to not like one kind of cereal. And it's not that I don't like it. It's just I just never find myself wanting cereal. I never wake up being like, I can't wait to have some Frosted Flakes. You know what I mean? I just don't.
Really?
Listen, I know.
Bless your heart.
It's the most unpopular opinion, probably.
Can I tell you a funny thing? I may have told you this before.
Maybe.
I had a friend in college. It was for a sketch we were filming for. Uh-huh. We had a sketch comedy group. And I was directing it, and I had him and one other person, and it started out with them eating cereal at the table. And I found out that day that he had never had cereal before in his life. This man was 21 years old. And from, like, you know, from Massachusetts, not even, like, too far into, like, the country of Massachusetts, like Bridgewater or something, you know? Like, they have stores there. And those stores have cereal on the shelves.
Yeah, pretty much every store in America has cereal on the shelf.
At least most. At minimum most.
At minimum most. I appreciate that.
So he had, and then I ended up moving in with him like the following school year, and he ate cereal every day. And I felt like I brought joy to his life.
I'm sure that you did.
It was
and
great.
I'm not trying to like rain on that guy's parade or anything.
No, of
it's
course
just,
not.
It's just I just don't want it.
That's fine.
Like, of all the other breakfast foods you could possibly have, like waffles for one, thank you, pancakes, sausage, whatever you want, but like cereal? Or like cream of wheat? Like, the worst cereal.
Okay.
If it's even a cereal,
all right.
It's just mush.
Okay. Now you're going into the hot cereals, and that's a whole other territory, all right? We're talking the breakfast cereals, which aren't even really... It's like 12% actual cereal grains, and the rest is just sugar. And that's all you want is the sugar right there.
No,
and that's rad. It's great. I don't know.
I mean, I can't really talk because when I was a child, I used to eat, like, ketchup sandwiches, so my palate is just, yeah, exactly. My palate's just horrendous, so.
Wait, what?
Yeah, okay, listen. Well, I was, like, four, though, but I used to, like, toast some bread at like, the person who nannied me a lot when I was a kid. I used to, like, toast bread and put ketchup on it and smoosh them together and eat it.
Actually, that's not the most outlandish thing I've ever heard. You ever heard of a toast sandwich?
A toast sandwich?
Yeah.
What does that entail?
It's better than just a piece of toast. It's a piece of toast between two pieces of untoasted bread.
Ugh! It's get
just,
out!
Just that.
Exit. That's the worst thing I've ever
listen,
heard in my entire
listen.
Life.
It's fully dependent on what kind of bread you get. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know about
I
that.
I had to try it.
You tried say, it? Did you
I had to say, let's see what England's all about, because of course it's from England.
Of course it is.
Because carbs are great, and they know it. So I tried it, and I had it with a slice of pumpernickel between two slices a week, because I wanted variety.
No. All
right.
No.
That's fair.
Oh, God, I had, like, a visceral reaction to pumpernickel bread.
Look, it's not like I had a second one.
It's neither here nor there.
Oh, I see we have a heckler in the audience here. Security's pulling them away.
He's making quite a scene, in fact.
See, this is a day when entertainers can't even... I don't know. It's okay. I heard he had dinosaurs in the back, and I'm jealous of that.
There was also a monkey carrying another monkey back there. We ended up filming at a pretty good time.
I'm so glad we get to get off the stage in like a minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check that out.
Yeah, for
sure. I'm
going
to go make friends with him. I haven't introduced myself. It'll be awkward. Do you know him?
No.
No?
No. I don't, like, tend to make a lot of friends with monkeys, and maybe that's a little racist, but, like, I don't know. Oh, boy, that was a lot more racist than I intended. Oh, boy. I'm so sorry. Not what I meant. Oh, Chloe, putting your foot right in your damn mouth. Ugh. Guys, it's not that kind of show. That is awful. Oh, boy.
It's our first live show, Chloe.
Usually I'm, like, in my own apartment, and I don't have to worry about... I'm so sorry. I'm just going to look at the table now.
Oh,
boy.
Oh.
Well, this is never going to happen again.
Sometimes bad things happen. And you're just like...
You just got to hate yourself a little. That's all. I'm just going to add it to my running list of things to hate myself about, so...
Oh, man.
Where do we even go from here?
I think we go for the clothes.
I think we also go... I think it's a great idea, because I have some solo searching to do after this.
Yeah, I got a delete friend on Facebook button to hover on for a minimum of 2 hours.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well...
Well, anyway...
Yeah. In terms of laughs, this went a lot better than it could have, I guess.
I mean, that's one term to go by.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, geez indeed.
Well, anyway, I'm going to... I think I'll just wipe this from my drive now. And
sure.
As well. All right.
Maybe we can try this again someday.
All right. Anyway, so, yes, thank you for coming out. We have a great further show ahead of us.
Everybody, thank you so much. I'm so sorry.
Yes, we are sorry, and in the future, we will be better. Because our slogan on the show, when we say,
my name's Chloe, we tell you all to be good.
And you be good.
I'm going to be so good.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone.